Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Today was that day, the day that Theresa May was instructed by Parliament to come back to the House of Commons and present her Plan B for Brexit. Would she change direction as last week's overwhelming defeat suggested she needed to? Would she try and force changes to the Good Friday Agreement to win over the DUP and remove fears about the backstop? Or would she persist against the odds in pursuing the existing deal done with the EU? She started speaking an hour ago. Philip Boucher-Hayes has been listening to her.
Order. Statement. The Prime Minister.
If you thought that Theresa May was going to change direction today after last week's thumping defeat, then you either haven't been paying attention to her all along or you're too battle-weary to care. But no, this lady was never for turning.
First, there is widespread concern about the possibility of the UK leaving without a deal. And there are those on both sides of the House who want the government to rule this out.
So in that case, would she remove the prospect of toppling over the edge into an even more disorderly Brexit come April? No, she hasn't before now, so why would she now?
The right way to rule out no deal is for this House to approve a deal with the European Union. That is what this government is seeking to achieve. The only other guaranteed way to avoid a no-deal Brexit is to revoke Article 50, which would mean staying in the EU.
So if she won't take no-deal off the table, will she pause Article 50 and give the negotiations the time some believe that they could benefit from?
Mr. Speaker, I believe this would go against the referendum result. And I do not believe that is a course of action that we should take or which this House should support.
So she won't rule out no deal and she won't pause Article 50. Will she seek a second referendum? No, she hasn't before now, so why would she now?
I've set out many times my deep concerns about returning to the British people for a second referendum. Our duty is to implement the decision of the first one. I fear a second referendum would set a difficult precedent that could have significant implications for how we handle referendums in this country. Not least strengthening the hand of those campaigning to break up our United Kingdom.
So she won't rule out no deal, she won't pause Article 50, she won't seek a second referendum. Well then, it obviously comes down to the backstop. Would she, as one newspaper had suggested this morning, try and renegotiate the Good Friday Agreement with Dublin behind Brussels' back?
All of us agree that as we leave the European Union, we must fully respect the Belfast Agreement and not allow the creation of a hard border between Northern Ireland and Ireland, nor indeed a border down the Irish Sea. And I want to be absolutely clear, in the light of media stories this morning, this government will not reopen the Belfast Agreement. I have never even considered doing so, and neither would I.
One wag in Northern Ireland had suggested that rewriting the Good Friday Agreement for the Brexiteers would be like swapping your fully comprehensive insurance for third-party cover because your joyriding nephew thought that it would be a good idea.
Order! Order! Order!
So Plan B in effect amounts to spending more time talking to everybody to try and find a way forward while she hasn't budged one inch on any of her red lines. Anyone making bold predictions about what happens next in the Brexit soap opera is quickly made a bit of a fool of. But the script changes being handed out today to the cast are pointing the drama in a new direction. One where the House of Commons could wrestle the Brexit controls out of the government's hands.
Order! There's no good people shouting. There will be an opportunity for other points of order, but the Prime Minister must and will be heard.
Theresa May feels that she can't give in to demands to take no deal off the table. Rightly or wrongly, she feels that she'll have zero leverage with Brussels if she does. But opposition to a no deal Brexit is the one thing that there is a clear majority for in the House of Commons. There are backbenchers on both sides of the House who would vote for it in the morning.
My proposal is actually a very limited one.
Labour Party backbencher Yvette Cooper.
It is a bill which means that if there is no agreement, there is no deal through Parliament by the end of February, so if the clock is really running down, we only have a month to go, and businesses, families are all being put in an impossible position, at that point, the government would have to bring to Parliament a motion that would be binding on the government, that would say the government needs to seek an extension of Article 50 so that we don't go crashing over the cliff edge.
Yvette Cooper believes that the numbers are there.
That goes through, and I think it would, because I think there is a consensus against no deal, then the government would need to do that.
And so too do a lot of seasoned Westminster watchers. Theresa May has run too far into the quick-drying cement, they reason, unable to move back or forward, right or left. Jeremy Corbyn stuck right behind her. So when there is no other option, logically, there will be others who'll seek to pave a new path. But the constitutional experts are aghast, horrified by the prospect of rebellious backbenchers taking over government's prerogative to govern.
But it seems to me there is a risk in the way things have been going, that the government is denied its veto in a way it cannot accept as legitimate.
Stephen Laws used to be the government's chief solicitor. If Yvette Cooper's bill or any of the other amendments were to pass through the Commons, he believes that the government would have no option but to ask Queen Elizabeth to refuse to sign it into law.
And if that happened, the question would then arise whether or not the government should advise the monarch to refuse royal assent. And that would draw the monarch into the toxic business of Brexit politics.
The final season of The Queen might need to make room for a couple of new episodes.
Order! Order! Order!
If the government's hand is forced on removing no deal from the table, it could conceivably actually strengthen Theresa May's hand. And here is why she is in the House of Commons again today, still pushing a deal that flatlined last week and everyone felt should have been buried at the weekend. If the choice for Brexiteers became between Theresa May's deal now and an uncertain delay with the possibility of a referendum in the future, well then, Jacob Rees-Mogg just this morning spelled out his preferences.
If you were to rank them, the most likely is no deal. The second most likely is a redone deal. Third is delay. And fourth, a long way behind, is not leaving at all.
So he'd prefer a repackaged version of Theresa May's deal to a delay or to no Brexit at all. While it seems extremely unlikely at face value, there could actually be hope for the existing deal yet.
Order! Order! Zen! Restraint! Patience! Order!